Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
I'm just sitting a little farther from you.
Yeah. Well, I got a cold.
Good morning.
This is not. No. I'm
good
not
morning, Lincoln.
There you go, Bill. You bring the energy. You bring the energy.
Who's talking to us?
Yeah, this is not Jake Sorensen. There was a situation, and now I'm here. Jake texted me multiple times saying that this is the first time in 13 years that he's had to miss a show because he was sick. He wanted me to say that.
That's true.
First time. He doesn't miss shows.
So I thought about this on the way in. Steve, how long have you guys been doing the show?
Well, I think 8.
How long has it was Jake on before you?
He was on. That's the key. Yeah. He was for a few years.
So yeah. Here's my question. Has Nebraska beaten Wisconsin when Jake was doing the show?
The show. Yeah.
There's a chance.
2012?
But would Jake have been doing the show in 2012?
2012.
Jake, if you're out there texting, could this be what breaks the curse?
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, could this be?
This might break the curse.
Jake has always tried to make a stand that his presence at events is the kingpin. What flips the results?
Right.
Could this be what flips the results? Which would have him not in studio now for any game days, any Fridays before a game for the next 30 years.
And he'll be enormously disturbed by
it. Yes.
We'll be able to test it.
Anyway, this is Early Break, and introduce yourself, Ben. Yes.
Well, I'm Young Ben, as they call me.
Yes.
I'm the producer, and now I'm running the board today.
You're running the show today is what you're doing.
Was it ever mentioned by Jake Sorensen when you were texting throughout the evening? Or early this morning, that me or Sip run the board. Did that ever come up?
That was never even brought up.
Was it all of a sudden, hey, just slide Sip over, he'll be fine.
That wasn't even brought up in discussion.
You have to know how to drive the plane.
Yes.
We haven't been schooled in that.
We have not. Now,
I think you guys could do it.
To our, whatever.
If we get you some teaching.
And we have never been instructed how to do anything.
Jake has just said many times, Bill, that I couldn't do it because I'm too easily distracted.
I think I'd be somewhere in that same boat. Distracted and uninterested in running it. Very uninterested.
Ben, look at Ben.
Yes.
What
kind of advice did you get today, Ben?
He said I would do great, and that's about it.
See, here's the thing.
Was there anything else about how you should act?
Well, Bill, you told me to be anybody but myself.
Yes, don't be yourself.
Yes.
Don't be yourself.
So I'm trying really hard to not be myself right now. They told me to be like a combination of Rico and Nick.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Ben has done shows.
Yeah, this is
nothing to
this
you.
This is child's play.
I wouldn't say this is child's play.
I walk in numerous times, and I see Ben in that seat. So, Ben, you sit in this seat, and you're live radio a lot.
And what else do you see here? Ben giving takes all the time.
Oh, yes. And Ben has a lot of takes. And Ben also this morning got a haircut before he came.
I did not get a haircut at 5 in the morning.
Did it really?
But you have a haircut.
I have a haircut. This was yesterday at about 10.
10 a.m.
Yes, around 10. And I just needed a haircut. It was time.
You didn't skip class to get a haircut, did you?
No.
Okay.
It looks great.
It does look good.
Thank you.
Ben's hair, you have to get your hair thin, don't you, Ben?
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
Dang it. Both of you do.
I do. I'm not
taking this hat off.
Sip.
No.
Put a hat on.
Yeah. You didn't say it like that. You said it under your breath. It was funny. Put a hat on. That's what he did one day, Ben, back at the other studio.
That's the old studio.
I was looking a little unkempt, and he said, hey, put a hat on.
When I came in with a hat the one time, Bill was disturbed. Bill was disturbed when I came in with a hat one day because he says my hair is too great to wear, a hat.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Not when you have that kind of hair, Ben.
Anyway, Jake is ill. You're Ben Drozd.
Yes.
And I got
second
that.
Second D assignment, Drozd.
Yes. Drozd. Ooh,
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now, because I see his name, it pops up, or it would be a text or on an email or something, and I just don't know. When you see it, is there any way you're supposed to think that the second
Thanks,
D is
Bill.
Silent?
No, Bill has no. my back
it's
on
a,
this.
A, yeah. It's a confusing it's, last name.
Here's the way. How you characterize names. Those are when you check into a hotel or at any event and you have to spell it. And
yes.
And Ben would have to spell his name every mm-hmm. time. Ben Drozd. And then you got to be able to say, this is how I spell it.
Yes. And my dad has the whole soliloquy. D is in David. R is in, he has like a whole thing.
He does?
He says, yes. Like each letter, he like says it because D and like B can sound similar. Yeah. He was like, D is in David.
Yeah. R as in?
I don't even know what he says. Oh,
Drozd.
When you say R, people know.
R.
I have to spell my name every time.
Because
there's a C in it.
I
so
know.
Bush, B-U-S-C-H.
It throws me. You know, I've written about you a lot, and I always have to kind of, in my mind, double check. Yeah. Now, it's not like Reggie Bush.
Yeah. B-U-S-C-H. Yeah. So I have to spell. Mine's pretty simple, though. Bush, B-U-S-C-H. That's all I can say.
That's a regal name, though. With the C makes it regal.
See, I'm never down on the B-U-S-H, but the B-U-S-C-H, I'm glad
it's cool.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cooler I'm serious. It's cooler than B-U-S-H.
Especially with Bush Light taking off with such popularity. Yeah. I think that helps also.
Yeah.
I think it does.
You could say you're an heir to the fortune. I'm a Bush. You know the beer? You could use that. At social occasions.
Social occasions, yes. Yeah.
Bush, the
what
beer.
Else we got, Ben?
Well, Idle Chit Chat.
Okay.
This is Idle Chit Chat right now. Ben running the board.
We'll have rural audio, right?
Yes, we have rural audio.
Okay, we'll talk to Lee Sterling today. You know that. We talked to Derek Bombeck today.
Yes, he's going to be coming in.
And we have Bill's Thrills today.
And we have, yes. And
so this.
Are we doing FSPs
yes,
today?
Yes, we are.
We're fine.
We're fine. Everything's fine. Then we have the spillover. Then the show's done. There.
Yeah, but we're gonna have fun today, and we're gonna miss Jake, but not miss him too much. He's under the weather. But he'll be great.
Jake's the good soul too. He's pulling for the show to be a success. He's not hoping that it dives. That Jake's like that. But could this be a Wally Pipp moment? Could this be a Wally Pipp moment? All of a sudden, Jake takes one day off.
I have to explain that to Ben.
Takes one day off, and all of a sudden, what happens? Boom, he's replaced. And all of a sudden, it could be a Wally Pipp moment.
Yeah, Ben, you could be Wally Pipp.
Yes.
Wait a second.
No.
Which one's which?
Wally Pipp.
Could you know the story?
Jake is Wally Pipp.
Okay, yeah, I don't know the whole story.
Yes.
Who was replaced?
What's that?
Okay, you don't know either, I don't think, do you?
Oh, I do too, but I'm drawing it from like the Yankee. It plays for 10,000.
Joe DiMaggio?
No.
Mickey Mantle?
No. Say it to me right there. I'm drawing a blank. Am I drawing a blank like that?
Text line, please.
He played forever.
I'm no help.
He had the longest streak
Lou
ever.
Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig. Okay. Lou Gehrig. That's what it was.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Yeah, it could be a Wally Pipp situation with young Ben. His name is Ben Droz.
Yes. There's a D at the end. It's silent.
It's silent.
He's our producer, but he's in the pipes today.
Yeah, he is. He's right. He talked about being in the crosshairs. And it's Friday.
It's Friday.
A Tuesday? Okay. It's Friday. It's roll call.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Okay, let's do it. This is roll call.
Roll call?
Yeah.
Name, age, and then what's the third thing?
Bill? Breakers, are you going to support Ben today? Breakers, yes or no? Are you supporting Ben?
Don't worry about the nose.
No, yeah, we're with the nose. Yes.
Part of being in your chair is you get some feedback you don't like.
You're going to get some nose, Ben. So just know that.
Some people probably don't think
of it. Are the breakers willing to fight for you? Are the breakers out there supporting? Is there prayers being said for young Ben?
Ben just said... Now, what did you say about puberty?
There was one time when Ben's I came in puberty? And talked, someone asked if I had puberty yet. Yes.
Thank you for verifying.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't
ask. For the record.
If we're not asking, has Ben reached puberty? That's not what we're asking. We're asking if the breaker's going to support Ben. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay. Roll call.
All right. I probably should start reading some names, shouldn't I? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to start with Bird and Columbus.
Bird! Should be who in Columbus?
This is starting to feel very normal.
Oh, sorry. I see. I wouldn't be able to do it like Jay can. Okay?
That's true.
Sorry.
That's true.
100%.
That's 100, Ben.
Yeah.
He said, Bird and Columbus, about a dunk hunt in Platte River. Full support.
Yes.
Full support. We're both from Columbus, so I hope he would support.
This is all, Bird's
working a deal for me, yes.
Ben and I are from Columbus, as is Bird, as is Corey. Hopefully Corey will
chime Bird, please
in.
Text Schaefer. Me today.
When and Schaefer.
Back. Yes.
Yes.
We have a lot of Columbus people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida says yes on, Ben.
Okay, nice on.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes on.
Yes on.
Yes on. Yes on.
All right.
What's the thing?
Who else, Ben?
Swift from Lincoln.
Swifty.
Says, I support Ben today.
Nice.
Age 28.
How about the youth?
The youth is with me.
Yes.
I hope the youth does support me.
Yes.
Because I'm also youth.
Yes. We're also using a different lighting system we have.
All right.
This is the same, Bill.
This is not the same. 100% not.
It's the same.
Ben,
it's okay.
This is the same.
We can go with that.
Yeah, sure it is. You bet it is, Ben. You bet it is, buddy.
It's exact.
Jeff in Waverly, Minnesota, age 58, says, good luck, Ben. You can do this.
Nice. Everyone's with you. Has there been any no's, Ben? Is there anyone not with you?
I'm looking.
Just give us a few no's.
Just give us a couple.
I'm trying to find some. Thunder Not Collins, age 39, Lincoln, says, yes, 100.
100.
Good job.
Thunder.
As
Steve would say.
Thunder.
I mean, I'm really trying to find a no right now. Greg.
Keep scrolling.
Greg, age 51, from... Fishers,
Indiana.
There you go. I had a blank there. Age 52. Ben will be supported.
Yes. Boy, the team has rallied behind you. This is unbelievable.
they have
this is fun.
Yeah,
we missed Jake, but this is fun.
This is a lot of fun. You know what they are, Ben? You're the Dana Holgerson of this show. He's the Dana Holgerson of the show. Everyone's supporting
him. Am I supposed
him?
To be fixing something?
We got a brand new guy. But that's who you are right now. Everyone's supporting. You're new to the role. You're new to the role.
Do I need to change some stuff, Bill?
No, just keep going.
Ouch. Okay, keep going.
PJ Roca says, 100, I support Ben. Great hair.
See?
Incredible
they're
hair.
They're looking at you with the different lighting.
Yeah.
Jeff, 57, from Lincoln, says, yes. And then we have... I'm trying to find a no right now.
Yeah. You don't have to find a no.
I want to find one no.
I know,
Eric and Hickman, age 56, says, I support Ben. Who wouldn't?
Correct. Who wouldn't?
That's you have a big fan.
The fan base is built up.
Yeah.
The four-legged stool.
Yep.
The four. Are we finally going to call it that?
Yes.
Because
yes.
Whenever you say the three-legged stool, I kind of feel left out sometimes.
that was a moment.
That's a shot fired.
That was a moment.
Yeah, we'll change the t-shirt.
See, there's already some moments.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You feel left out.
I don't feel left
well,
out.
Well, the show is early
you
break.
You do feel
was,
left out.
The show is early break with Sip and Jake. My name's
true.
Not even on it. So it just.
You know.
Yeah, it's not
your name is on it.
Your
you know it is.
It.
And Ben Coach Bush.
Jay.
Who has not went anywhere with his career. He's been Coach Bush, assistant coach. That's it. So
Ben, that's the funniest thing. Every time I hear it, it makes me laugh. An assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Never furthered his career, never made it as a coordinator, never did anything else.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59.
Why did they put assistant?
Says, welcome, young Ben. Go Big Red. Jake who?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say that.
Let's not take shots at Jake. Okay.
Now, if they want to take shots, they can.
Yes, they can. Okay.
Now, we're all thick-skinned here.
You're right. We've taken shots before.
Yes.
Have you ever had someone upset with something you wrote, Steve?
Never.
No, never.
Connor from Lincoln, age 28, says, hashtag Team Ben.
I like that. Team Ben, yes.
Hashtag. Could you start a hashtag?
Yes. Send more hashtags in if you could, Breakers. More hashtags.
Scott Minnesota said check YouTube, so I'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jake never checks YouTube. Yeah. He never does that. Yeah. There is one shot.
I think the probably wise thing to do is not take shots at Jake yourself, Ben. I'm just going to give you some general advice on this.
No, I'm going to.
Jake's not here.
On this one, I'm going to take one shot. He doesn't read YouTube.
It's fine. He's being himself.
I'm with the YouTube breakers. I'm with this. I'm with them. I feel them.
I like it. I don't mind. It's fine.
Travis says, stay in the pocket, young Ben. I don't know what that means.
Don't scramble around. Quarterback. You're the quarterback. Okay. Stand in there. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing worse than someone with happy feet.
Do I need to take the hit?
Right.
Yeah. Do I need to take the hit?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully,
you deliver the ball and take the hit.
There's nothing worse than someone with happy feet.
Yes. Don't need it. Your footwork is so important, Ben, for a quarterback.
You're doing great. I'm going to quit saying that because it sounds awful. Yeah. Just do your thing here.
Nelson Montana says, I support Ben to break the curse.
Nice.
The curse.
Do you think that this could actually break the curse? No, no, Jake.
It could be.
It's going to get weird if they win.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you think Fickle's not listening to this, this will probably be bulletin board material.
How will Fickle handle this? Yeah. Wouldn't he act like it's not happening?
I think he addresses it.
Oh, really?
I think he addresses it with the team.
No such thing as curses.
Yeah, I think he's just like, hey, listen, here's what's going on. They feel like they broke the curse. They've made a change on a radio show.
Yeah,
and it's going
to
be.
Would Rule have to address it on Monday?
Probably.
Jake,
I think he would.
You can ask. You'd be like, Sip, on three.
Yeah. Hut up.
The question would be something along the lines of, do you feel like you caught a break on Friday when Jake was ill.
And
Ben had to sit in?
That would be an incredible question. Excuse me, a little, what do you always say? Nuts and bolts, a little cleanup.
Nuts and bolts, cleanup.
Yeah. Good question.
Do you feel like you caught a break?
Do you feel like you caught one on Friday?
Caught
morning?
A break? No, no, no pun intended.
Early break.
He'd be bewildered.
He'd be bewildered. What? Well, you know, Jake Sorensen missed for the first day and
you won.
And Jake's felt that his departures from events has been what will change the team. So,
do you think that has something to do with the coach?
Yes. I don't know. What do you think?
We got Bolt on YouTube, age 57, driving into work, and only if he checks in, checks in with YouTube, he's better than Jake. So yeah. I'm checking
Bolt.
In with YouTube.
Yeah, Bolt.
So
from
Bolt's happy.
Bolt's from Pender. You know that, right?
He didn't put that.
I know, but you should know that he's texted in over 400 times.
Yes.
Man. What's he do for a living?
I'm saying, he works at Offutt, I think.
No, construction, concrete. Concrete.
But I think they're working out in Omaha.
Well, it could be. Yeah, they are. They are working in Omaha. Yeah. Yes. He runs the entire company.
Bolt, I see at hoops games.
Yes. Now, and what is he also, young Ben? Very athletic. He was like a Lawrence Taylor coming off the edge at Pender.
You can see the fire in his eyes still.
You still see it. Division I athlete.
Active duty Husker said on YouTube, so is Jake Marcus Satterfield. I don't. He hasn't been. No, he has not been demoted.
No.
Jake has not been demoted.
He's not the tight ends coach.
No.
What if Jake Olsen was coaching the tight ends?
Be a very interesting tight end room.
Imagine the hands. Imagine the hands going, what are we doing?
He'd want the ball a lot more.
The ball a lot more, yes.
Sip can address Ben taking over for Jake when he addresses the team with his two steps for winning.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll deal with that later. Ben Droz is with us. Right. Did I get that right?
Yes, Ben Droz.
Now, okay. Ben, quick question for you. Are we going to do the entire show? Is roll call?
It's only 6:18.
The show's went on.
We're
18 minutes into the show.
We always go to 6:20.
Yeah, not on roll call, Ben.
Yes, you do. Hey, fine. You want me to
the voice is going up,
Ben.
The voice is escalating.
I don't chit chat. I was sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or visit renewyourauto.com.
Hey, could you read that number again? Seriously.
Yes.
Yes. 402-833-3858.
David's a great sponsor.
Yes. Does an incredible job.
There's the roll call. Now, do you feel like were they flowing in?
They were flowing in. The show's not dying. The show is not dying. I feel like Bill is sometimes concerned if people aren't texting in that the show could be dying.
Well, we talked about it. The show could be tanking. want to know about that. I know
we need these jobs.
We have millions of listeners, but sometimes they shut us out.
And then roll call is sponsored by Madison's Bowling and Billiards.
Madison's.
My bad.
Yeah. Madison's and Bill is a happy spot for Bill.
Sarah, the spirit animal, like that. There'll be pool play there, like that, by your brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I'll be
Ron.
Ron will be playing pool today,
and Irwin Sweeney, who goes by Bernard, apparently. They on Fridays they go there. Maybe we will go there sometime.
Someone asked how old I am. I'm 20.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I'm 20. I cannot.
No, I did not know that.
Yes. When do you turn 21? We'll be taking you to, we'll be going May. To Havelock.
Yes, my brother's already been kind of like planning my 21st
birthday. Oh, whoa, okay, we're out then.
Yes.
Okay. A brother, I wasn't even aware of your brother.
So
this is the first I've heard of a brother. This is the first time I've heard of
Yeah, so, I've heard of your
Jake,
sister.
Jake,
yes, your
Jake
sister
knows
is with, your sister has you, so you have a niece. Right?
Yeah. I have a nephew.
Nephew. So you've talked about that a lot, but as far as
yes.
babysitting has taken place for us right there.
Yeah.
We have people that want to try to get in. Now we have a little bit of a problem.
A bearded man with donuts is coming in. Yes. A bearded man with donuts.
I think the side door should be open over there, Ben.
Yes, the middle door. Yes. So, yes. I mean, I don't know. It just hasn't come up in conversation.
But anyway.
I've never mentioned once you've had a brother.
I have a brother. He is 3 years older than me.
Okay.
Okay.
And then my sister.
And where is he located at?
He is living in Fremont.
Fremont.
Okay.
It sounded like it was confusing right there.
He's moved a little bit.
Okay.
The last few times. I had to think about it.
It's all right.
Okay. So
does he have a name?
Cameron. Yeah.
Cameron.
He does have a name. No. He was not.
Sweet name.
We did give him a name.
That is an incredible name.
Now, Cameron. You got the short end of that.
Let
one.
Me ask you this, Ben. You did.
What?
He got Cameron.
He got Cameron.
Ben.
You got Ben. I'm Benjamin.
Okay. That's
still Cameron trumps. Yeah. Yeah. He wins this one.
I mean, my initial spell bad. Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
Ben Anthony Drews.
You are bad.
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 You bad. No. Cameron still wins.
Cameron you are
wins.
Bad.
I mean, no, Cameron's a good
Let name. Me Ben, tell the 100% truth. Did you fire out a text this morning to your parents?
No, I have not texted my parents.
How about to Cameron? Did you let Cameron know?
No, I've not. None of them were awake right
Bella.
Now, probably.
Bella.
No, did you reach out to Bella?
Stop.
Did you reach out to Bella?
No.
Bella, please text in. Ben's live.
Okay, we should probably get the raw audio.
Yeah.
We only got like
it's right. Super uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So, Rule talked, dress media, before the game.
Who's Rule?
Yes.
The head coach.
Matt Rhule.
Right. I'm pretty sure all the listeners would know that, but just in case.
Yeah, I do.
The lighting here has got me just really freaked out.
You'll adjust, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, is it really throwing you off that much, Bill?
A little bit. The front lights, those lights are on.
Are they? Are those top lights on?
Yes, those are usually on.
Okay, we can fix it.
It is a little different.
We can fix it.
So if you can't see us on YouTube, we apologize.
They can see you. We're here. They can see you. Okay, Sip, what do you want to get to with
I'll just start with what he said about Wisconsin, the visiting Badgers, 2:30 p.m. game, Memorial Stadium, BTN.
What a nice time.
5-5. 5-5 Badgers.
Addressing the Wisconsin defense.
That'd be fine.
Yes, we can do that. So Matt Rhule on facing the Wisconsin defense.
They're an excellent defense. They've got guys who can cover. You know, they're going to play man, and you know, got a great safety, and they've got linebackers who can run. Excellent pass rush. They stop the run. Great edge guys. So you know, they've played a really tough schedule, but they held Oregon to 16 points. Really good in the red zone against Oregon. Had a takeaway in the red zone, so probably as good a defense as we'll see all year.
Question for Bill. Okay, so their rush defense there, the Badgers, are 88th nationally. But their pass defense is strong, like top 15 strong. Is that – sometimes I'll hear coaches say to me in private things like, well, I mean, they can't stop the run so nobody passes.
There's something to that. Also,
they can't stop the run, so nobody passes.
88th in rush defense. That's just yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
Is the yards per attempt?
Don't have it.
Okay, never mind. Anyway, that's always what's more important.
Okay,
with those things, that yards per attempt. That's always so. The numbers can always be a little skewed, but you're still 88th. So if you're sitting there, that number, it's not a good number.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah, but it's hard to spin that.
But there's been a time though when it was came. You just said, hey. Passing defense, yardage given up per game. I was on a team, we were at New Mexico State, and we were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coaching the secondary, and I felt good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is good. But not really. We just couldn't stop the run.
Okay.
And so what was going on was right. People were just running the football against you. So that's part of it.
Me and Bill have agreed that Wisconsin looks good up front. They look good.
When you just look at them, I don't go, No.
They look good.
But the numbers aren't great, I've not watched them like so intently to like the Iowa game where they got absolutely destroyed. I really didn't watch it. The game got out of hand and I just watched something else.
I watched Penn State.
Yeah.
And then I thought they looked good. Now Will Pauling is a big part of tomorrow, Ben Droz.
Silent
Will,
D.
Will Pauling is a receiver who I believe he has 42 catches. He's their leading receiver. And I don't know if he's going to play. What did Rhule say about Will Pauling?
I think, is when he was addressing Nebraska's secondary.
Yes, probably.
We'll get some, here's audio on that.
You hit it.
You know, Wisconsin has great wideout production. I think Pauling is an first-team All-Big Ten player. You know, I mean, I know he got banged up in the last game, so I don't know his status. But knowing the competitor that he is, I mean, he'll play wideout. Then he's a gunner on punt. He's one of my favorite players to watch. They've got a ton of other production. So, they've got a good passing game, tough, hard-nosed physical run game. So, you know, we have to play better in the secondary than we did last week. A lot of that comes down to communication, making sure we're on the same page. We'll probably have to play some young guys at this point, you know, based upon, you know, just a practice week and the reps and see how the game flow goes. But I think the biggest thing is we have very capable defenders. Last week was a week where we gave up some big plays on just some confusion, some mixed coverages. What looks like, man, we almost had a pick there was, you know, busted coverage, unfortunately. So we play better in the back end. Hopefully it'll give us a chance.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And now this segues perfectly into Tommy Hill. Tommy Hill, number 6, is the senior corner now. They're shutting him down for the last two games. What does Rhule say about Tommy Hill?
Tommy
will be out the next two games. You know, he's tried to play. It's obviously it's tough for him. He's dealing with a lot. And so I just shut him down. You know, he's been invited to the Senior Bowl. Maybe he'll be ready for bowl practice, but he's out there, but he's playing half speed, three-quarter speed. And so that's led to, you know, obviously led to the first touchdown in this game, led to the first touchdown in the Indiana game, led to first touchdown in the Illinois game. So I feel for him. Came of the year with high expectations, you know, had the foot injury, and it's just never quite been the same.
He said at one point, I can't put him out there anymore. He's only hurting himself and giving up touchdowns. Now, here's the thing. Since the Illinois game, he's been targeted 13 times and given up 11 completions and 3 touchdowns. Okay? I mean, that's trouble. Targeted 13 times, given up 11 completions and 3 touchdowns. So that's, and you know, he has had plantar fasciitis, and there probably is some other stuff he's dealing with. So there's the move, which, you know, that's now Sierra, the onus is on Sierra Wright even more. Malcolm Hartzog, I don't know who, you might see some Jeremiah Charles. You might be referring to him as a corner. You could see Mario Buford at safety a little more. Or, you know, his Marquise Buford playing corner. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they'll mix it up. It'll be a little different now. Got it?
Agree. There.
Thanks, Ben.
I got you. There.
Ben?
I'll be a yes, man.
He declined comment on Malachi Coleman's availability for the rest of the season. We addressed that yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Now, he did talk about Quinn Clark. Do you have that audio? It could fall under another category.
I'll try to find that. But I know he talked about Holgorsen being with the team another week.
Do that.
I'll do that and try to find the other one. So here's Matt Rhule audio from yesterday about Daniel Holgorsen just being in the building for another week, how that's helped.
That's great.
Yeah, I also think it's been great. You say that, you know, just the verbiage, working with the staff. Also, man, kind of, you know, he's just out there at practice, like he's putting a lot of pressure on the guys, you know, to make the plays. You know, he's a guy that's never not scored. I don't know what the lowest yards per, when I looked at it, I think it was like 34 points per game one season, right? Like he scores a lot of points. And what's happened this year is it's, again, he was very direct in his press conference. You know, I'm not quite as direct because I'm the head coach. But he was very direct, and he's been very direct with them. If they want to win, they're going to have to go make plays. They're going to have to catch balls, break tackles, make long runs, make big blocks against an excellent defense, score touchdowns in the red zone. And it's not the plays that do it. It's the players that do it. Mm. And, imprinting that to them. You know, for all year it was like, you know, well, Sat was saying it to him, but, you know, all the noise was, well, it's Sat's fault. So the players can sometimes be like, well, I mean, gosh, if Sat did a better job. Well, now Dana comes in and he's saying the same exact thing. Hey, go make that play. Like, we're not kicking field goals on third down in the red zone. Like, go make the play on third down. So I think that's good. You know, that's the way we want to empower our players. We want our players to believe that players win games. And so I think Dana's juice and energy and intensity and the fact that the guys, they have nowhere to turn, you know, except to turn to themselves. Like, you know, I want us to go win the game, and I want our players to walk off proud knowing that they won the game. You know, Coach Rhule didn't win the game. Dana didn't win the game. Tony didn't win the game. I want the players to go win the game. And so I think he's helped get that message across.
That's a good message. Now, you don't need sound on Quinn Clark. Quinn Clark's name has come up, guys.
I do have it, though.
Do you? Hit it.
Look at Ben. That's incredible. It. Thank you, Ben.
Hit it.
Quinn's done a great job. You know, he's been on the scout team for most of the year. You know, he's a guy, you know, he came in big, raw athlete, but he's got great ball skills, movement, change of direction, body control. So he was up last week, you know, there if needed. He's practiced, you know, some this week. Obviously, as I said, we've had some situations with the flu and all that stuff. So he's gotten a ton of reps this week. I don't know that you'll see him necessarily in the game flow, but by being up with the varsity, I think it gives him a chance to develop and also gives Dana a chance to see him. Excited about what I think he has a chance to be if you know he does the work.
I wasn't sure if he's saying he won't play. Is that what he's saying, Quinn Clark? Now, the reason we're talking about Quinn Clark is because Dana Holgorsen on Tuesday, I guess it was, mentioned a player that he identified that he liked, but he didn't want to name him, Bill. He just said, I don't want to put his name out there until we talk about him as a staff. So it sent the media sort of scurrying to find out maybe who this is. And I think the name that people have come up with, well, I don't think the name, people have come up with the name Quinn Clark. And he's 6'5". You'd like him. He's 6'5", 205. Bill is old enough to remember his father.
Absolutely.
Ken Clark.
Great tailback.
He was, wasn't he? And wouldn't you agree he sort of gets overlooked when you start talking about the great ones?
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree that he was a low-to-the-ground runner?
Absolutely.
Tougher than hell?
Yes.
He's the kind of running back I like. Good between the tackles. Had a little speed, though. Just built like a brick.
Yes.
Now, his son's different. He's 6'5", 205. Ken was probably 5'10".
I'd guess 5'10", probably maybe at 205,
yeah,
210,
yeah.
Maybe something like that. But.
Yeah, so his son is catching a lot of balls in practice and against the one defense. So his name is sort of cropped up along with Keelan Smith.
Okay.
Now, that would be Neil's son. You remember Neil?
Absolutely.
One of the best probably pass rushers to ever come through here, right?
Absolutely.
So, man, we're schooling you. Have you heard of Neil Smith?
No.
It's okay. You're only 20.
I think he was all pro a lot, Ben. He won a Super Bowl.
You know, he's a dude.
Played, I think all he right. played 12 years in the NFL.
That's a dude.
Like that. That seems like a big deal.
Yeah. Chiefs.
Yeah. Yes.
Chiefs
and Broncos, right?
Right. Chiefs I think he played in the Broncos. Yeah, yes. Broncos
Chiefs
too.
And Broncos.
I feel like a lot of Nebraska players have played for the Broncos.
Yeah. Mike Kroll. Yeah. Mike Kroll. I can't name a ton of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the fullback from Omaha.
Janovich.
Yes. Good job, Ben. Did a little Jake impression there.
Yeah, did.
Jared Crick also played for the
Jared Crick.
I was going to mention Crick, yes.
Good job.
What? No, so I was.
Yeah, sure. Okay, now what else you got in terms of, we got a couple minutes, don't we?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Okay.
Rule was asked about how the team has handled preparation during like an emotional week trying to get to a bowl game. So here's Matt Rule on that.
I think our preparation, as I said, has been good every week. I think they're, you know, the veteran guys, the senior guys are locked in, you know, especially the guys that have, as I said, there's 30 seniors. There's a lot of guys who've been here for 5 or 6 years. So this means a lot to them. I think the gravity of the situation is not lost on them. And I know how much they'd like to win. You know, I know how much they'd like to be the ones who broke through. You know, at some point, someone has to do it, you know, and lots of guys have tried, and we haven't been able to do it for a long time. And so someone's got to break through and get that sixth win, and we're on the precipice of that. We haven't been able to do it. We weren't able to do it last year. We haven't been able to do it this year. I will bear all the brunt of us not being able to do it. But when we do it, I'm going to give all the credit to the guys. And so I think they've practiced all week, and they've prepared all week, and they've spoken and walked and talked all week like a group that wants to get it done. They wanted to get it done at USC. They wanted to get it done at UCLA. They wanted to get it done. They've wanted to get it done. So it's going to come down just really to execution, the matchup, how we match up with Wisconsin, the things that we do well. So I've just encouraged them to focus, you know, and I've encouraged them not to shy away from the gravity of this, to lock into and lean into it. And, you know, the only way out is to go through it. So they've got to bust through this week.
The gravity of the situation. It's sort of interesting to me because you're playing for a lower tier bowl as if you end up with only six. So it's not like it's a, you know, I think the gravity is you just end the embarrassment kind of. I mean, it's you're the only power conference team that you have the longest bowl drought among power conference teams. So end it. And then also in a positive sense, it changes the conversation. Now you don't have to talk about that crap anymore, right?
Yeah, that's just over.
Yeah. So that's that, Ben. Ben, you're doing an incredible job. Yes.
Am I doing an incredible job?
I would say that.
Yes. How would you rate it on a scale from 1 to 9?
I mean, I think Bill feels very comfortable.
I feel very comfortable. I'm not going to
I don't.
Go
I think. I don't know if
going
a 9. I think a nine is a little too high.
I think that's false.
I think nine's a little too high.
I agree.
Well, he can escalate to that, but
okay.
let's not.
Was that, okay, you're
it's
a coach.
Little, it's a little high right out of the gate.
Yeah. I'm not a coach.
It's like the first freshman practice for a player. What do you think about him?
I'm on green.
I think he's a 10. I think he's a 10. Like, well, he's
all right. What? So set the number.
Yeah.
Set the number.
Right now he's at a 7-8.
Okay.
7-8.
That's pretty good.
But we want him to escalate.
Yeah.
We want him to escalate.
I probably made an error there as a non-coach.
Think about the times all of a sudden we've talked off air like, man, we gave that song way too high a rating.
Yeah.
We felt bad for Jake. And we've made mistakes in these sometimes.
I probably erred.
Yes.
You seem comfortable, though.
But I tell you one thing. Ben loves those quarter zips.
Like he does.
He wore the mauve one on Wednesday. This is more of a lavender.
Yeah.
Did you notice that in a symbolic way, the producers... quarters are dark.
Yes.
We don't have a producer today.
Yes.
It's Ben.
It's just Ben. Ben's doing
Ben's on the mic.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's the producer's quarters are dark.
Yes.
It's a little weird.
Oh, this,
oh, sorry, just turned the light.
It's Bombeck. It's Bombeck. Bombeck's here. Bombeck is here. Bombeck, start producing. Start producing.
We should probably go to break, but before that.
Yeah, okay. We're way late, Ben.
I think this is the right about
7:04.
This is the 7 o'clock.
It went down to 7:04.
This is about Ben. When you guys go to break.
Okay.
All right. Segment one sponsored by Early Bird.
Okay.
The Bird.
The Bird.
They have a variety of breakfast food. They're located at 19th and K. They have
parking.
Yeah, the parking. Lots of parking. I know. They're like, and then the spaces are bigger than usual, right, Bill?
But how about the cost?
$3.99. I remember that one.
Remember that one. There you go.
I remember that one.
He sleeps through the show a lot in the producer room.
Through the show. They have a variety of pancakes. They have cinnamon roll pancakes, blueberry pancakes. I know Sip likes blueberry pancakes.
I do.
They have chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
No. Nah. Friday. It's Friday. What
it's
is
you.
It,
Ben? I'm not going to do it justice.
You just
I can
do
try.
It. It's you.
I can try.
What is it, Ben?
What is it?
It's Smother.
Pretty good.
It was. I tried my best.
There
that was great.
Chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Yeah. A
variety of other breakfast food. And, of course, the world famous hash hole.
Hash hole.
Hash hole. Good job, guys.
Early Bird, located at 19th incredible. And K. Next segment, we got FSPs.
Okay, good. FSP.
Yeah. Did you do them?
I did them.
Okay.
Yes.
You have
them. I have a list.
All right, what's the word?
That's next on Early
Bird. The bird is the word.
The bird is the word. What's the word?
I wasn't knowing what you were trying to do there.
Bird's the word. Bird,
that's up
bird,
next
bird.
On Early Break
bird's the word.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.